Fionnuala, thanks for joining us on Stags World. It's a pleasure to see you. Tell us what happened after you left the Stags in about 94.
Well, you're speaking to me from Gillingham, which is pretty much where I went after I left the Stags. Unfortunately, it was pretty much an injury blighted spell, but got nice memories from there. The fans were very good to me, and it was a good part. It just, unfortunately, that it was an injury laden part. So I left Stags in 96, came here, had a spell at Swindon, came back here, and had a little spell back up not far away in Sheffield United. So I did the Odyssey a little bit after I left the Stags.
Yes, your spell at Stags seemed to have a good rapport with the fans. That must have helped you.
Yeah, dude, the fans were very good to me. You know, they made me very welcome when I came. I think Andy King signed me from Huddersfield. Probably lost my way a little bit at Huddersfield at the time, and Andy King took me there. I linked up with the likes of Adi Boothroyd. You know, he's gone on to obviously much bigger and better things. Linked up well with Adi Boothroyd and a few other people I knew from Huddersfield, Brendan Aspinall, Simon Ireland. So it was a good time. Just fortunately, we had that season when we went very close and got beaten in the semi-final of the playoffs. And I think we had a good side there. You look at the players we had. There was myself. Mark Peters, Lee Howarth, good footballers, you know, and Bowerclough has gone on to have a very good career. I think Paul Holland, of course, was a real, real influence that season. I think we were a bit unlucky to miss out then. I think there was enough in that team to maybe, with a bit more luck, gone all the way.
Yeah, do you still keep in touch with any of the players?
Not really. I've seen Ian Bowerclough a little bit. Like I say, he's still playing well into his 30s at Scunthorpe. Always one who looked after himself, so no surprise there. Eddie Boothroyd, of course, chatted to particularly last season, and he's done remarkable in his opening spell as a manager. So, but after that, not really, just bits and pieces. Everyone does their own thing a little bit from there.
Yeah, you've had a go at management yourself. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. I was at Swindon last year, took over in difficult circumstances. Unfortunately, I think when I say difficult circumstances, the club was in a lot of turmoil at the time. I'd like to think I stabilised things and steady the ship a little bit. Unfortunately, on the pitch, we just couldn't quite stave off relegation. I still thought and was led to believe that I'd get a chance to wipe the slate clean and start afresh this season, but unfortunately they went for Dennis Wise and I found myself out of work, which is pretty much where I'm up to now, just watching games, particularly the Gillingham games, keep my eye in. Obviously just looking for an opportunity.
Yeah, do you still look for the Stag score at the end?
Yeah, I do. I noticed obviously they changed the manager. Nice to see Bill Dearden back. He's a great fella, Bill, and Paul Holland, who may be grooming a little bit, I don't know, but Paul was a good player for the Stags, so that's a nice setup there, and it's nice to see that the club's in good hands in that respect. So yeah, still look out for the Stags results.
What about the chairman? He's been there 14 years, and there's obviously problems there at the moment. He wants to sell the club. But what's your experience during your time with Mr. Haslam?
Yeah, he's a colourful character, Mr. Haslam, well known in that area. Obviously, I mean, I don't know. I'm not party to the ins and outs of the club, really. I only watch from afar, so you don't know everything. But it wouldn't surprise me if he's looking to move on and find something else that takes interest. And you just want, you know, it's one of my old clubs, really. So I always want your old clubs to do well and keep progressing.
Oh, thanks a lot, mate. Good luck to you.
Okay.